Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, God is a Mean God, already in progress.
There were so many healings and deliverances. It was just amazing. And there was this man sitting on a little walker thing with oxygen. He was out the door. I walked up to him. I said, what is wrong with you? And he said, well, I've got COPD. And I said, well, how long have you had it? And he said, I've had it 6 years. And I said, well, lungs have to do with not with what you're saying and thinking. I said, who are you upset with? And he said, myself. He said, I led a terrible life. And I said, well, all you have to do is repent. God forgives us, you know, 1 John 1:9. So I led him through redemption of not loving himself and promising God he would love himself. And then he ended up, so I prayed for him. I break the curse. And then I said, take a deep breath. He said, wow, that's really good. And I said, well, then take off that oxygen. So he took it off. I said, take another deep breath. And he takes it. He said, wow. I said, well, you get up and you walk back in there and you don't quit sitting in that thing. And you walk back in there and get strong. So off he went. You know, he just went away. I was like, well, praise God. That's great. Okay. So Thurman finishes. This man comes up that has cancer. He has stage 4 terminal cancer, and it was in his bones and his lungs. And I said, well, where did it start? And how long have you had it? He said, well, I've had it 4 years. I said, well, where did it start? And he said, my thyroid. I said, well, thyroid's not loving yourself. And he said, well, I didn't love myself. And I said, well, there you go. Thurman breaks the curse off of him, and he releases him through repentance, just like what I did to the guy in the back about that he promised God he'd love himself and everything. And so we pray for him, and as we're both praying, the Holy Spirit hits me and lets me know he's totally healed, and he does the same thing to Thurman, and Thurman's telling him, well, you're healed, you know, just gone, you know. It's like, wow, that was quick and easy. Then we had this 8-year-old boy come up, and he's got a little black boy, and he had oxygen on, and his parents had had sex before marriage, and it always hits the first born son always gets hit with something if you have sex before marriage, just almost always. But anyway, he had he needed a new heart, he needed new kidneys, and he needed new lungs, and he had terrible asthma and allergies. And the wife, she was the only one there, the mother, and so she said, well, my, you know, we're not equally yoked. He won't read the Bible, barely goes to church with us, this, that. And I said, oh, so then we'll have a miracle here, and then he'll go to church with you, you know. And she's, wow, okay. So we break the curse off the boy because, you know, he's actually conceived out of wedlock, the Deuteronomy 23:2 curse. We break that off of him, you know, command all the evil spirits to leave him. We command brand new heart, lungs, kidneys. You know, he's redeemed from every curse. So we go through that. And when we finish, I said, okay, take a deep breath. He went, wow, that's good. I said, well, then take that oxygen off. And so he takes it off. And I said, take another deep breath. He goes, wow. I said, isn't that great, you know? And so he was totally healed, and he was all happy. So he walks away. Then we had two 17-year-olds come up that were, but we didn't know they were together. We had the boy first. And he was 17, been doing drugs since he was 12. He did, I forget, pot. He did alcohol and one other thing, and I can't remember what it was. But anyway, he didn't know the Lord. I said, well, how come you're doing this stuff? He said he wanted to get out of the world, you know. I said, well, you know, so I explained to him how, well, y'all don't know the story probably, but these lights came on me at one point in my life, and the Lord showed me that I'm never disconnected from you. I have lights that shoot off my body that I see. I can see them. And when it happened, you know, of course, I cried for like an hour. I didn't quite understand, but he showed me that any time that you do anything that takes you away from him, which is alcohol, drugs, sex, porn, whatever sin you're into, cuts you off from him. I went, oh, so I'm telling this little boy this. And so Thurman says, well, do you know Jesus? And he goes, well, sorta. You know, like, no, not really. So Thurman leads him to Christ, tells him he's a new creature, breaks the curse off of him, commands all the evil spirits out of him. I think he even had some voices. We had a lot of kids with voices. And so he commanded all that off of him, and he was set free, and he walks away. The next little girl comes up, and she's 17 also, and that was her boyfriend. And yes, they were having sex sometimes. And I'm like, well, you know, you can't be doing that. And she didn't love herself at all. So we led her through repentance, and she was only smoking pot, but, you know, she was just messed up. And she didn't, and we asked her if she knew Jesus, and she said, not really. And so he led her to Christ, broke all the curses, command all the spirits to leave, and she's a new creature, and we tell her who she is in Christ, and we want to let her through repentance of loving herself, and she was set free, so she went away. So the two of them, right, boom, boom, led to Christ. Okay, then we had this 13-year-old come up, and she just crying. She's crying and shaking. And she says she has voices speaking to her. And one side says yes, and one side says no. And so I said, how long has this been going on? And she said, 7 years. The mother was standing over there, and I said, what happened 7 years ago? She said, we moved to Michigan. So when they moved to Michigan, she started getting bullied at school. And so she was in constant fear and anxiety and did nothing but cry all the time. She was a little bitty skinny thing. She didn't love herself. So again, we led her through repentance for not loving herself. He cast out all the spirits, and he broke the curses, and he commanded huge warring angels around her. And he did that a couple of times, and she quit crying. Off she went. It was almost like everybody we touched got healed. It was so fun. Okay, then this lady comes up that's an evangelist. She drove from Kentucky, and she was numb on the right side of her, starting with her head all the way down to her knee, totally numb. Shoulder, fingers, she had some kind of a band on her shoulder that was really, really hurting her. Well, come to find out, I said, well, what man are you upset with? Right side of the body's male, left side's female. So she says, well, she had a stalker. She'd changed her phone since 2012. She changed her phone 6 times, and this guy finds her. He's even run wires, telephone wires to where she lives, all kinds of stuff. He's just a crazy man. So I said, well, you know, you got to forgive this guy. And so, he took command over the spirits that were in the man and, you know, made him leave her alone. And as soon as we broke all the curses, commanded the spirits to leave her and everything, I said, well, how's it feel? What's happening? She said, I can feel my fingers. She said, oh, my shoulder, everything. All the numbness went right there. Yeah, so she was set free right there. Okay, then there was another little girl that came up. She was 13 also, and she had a kind of a strange haircut, and she was wearing gothic-like clothes and very manly kind of clothes. And I just knew she was struggling. And so her deal was she didn't love herself. Didn't know who she was. She had a back problem, so we prayed for her back, quits hurting. And the Lord tells me to tell her, I walk around him and get over to where she was beside Thurman as we're finished, and I said, the Lord told me to tell you that you're beautiful. You are so beautiful. She just smiled at me. I said, has anyone ever told you you're beautiful? And she said, no. And I said, well, you are beautiful. You know, God created you, and Jesus loves you. And so she was all lit up, and she left. And so that was good. Then we had a 15-year-old boy. He was very tall, thin. Come walking up. He says, the first thing he says is, I need the curse broke off of me. He said, I'm adopted. And so we talked to him, and a lady sitting back there that kind of looks after him in the afternoon, she said, well, he's also bipolar. So he told him he's redeemed from the curses. He explained all that to him, broke it all off of him. And his whole countenance changed. And someone, when I'd been in the back, someone had handed me some money, and I stuck it in my pocket, and the Lord told me to give him the money. And so as he walked away, I followed him, and I said, took it out of my pocket and handed it to him. And I said, this is for you and you alone. This is a gift from Jesus. He said to give this to you. And he just was beaming. So it was just a really sweet thing. Then we had a lady come up that was, she had an 8-year-old girl. She said all these people prophetically had said she needed to marry this man. All these people were coming. Oh, yes, that's who you're supposed to marry. Oh, yes, you're supposed to marry him. And so she's listening to all this and believing it, and she marries this man. He just was a sex creature that was just going to bed with everybody. She finally divorces him and then starts losing her hair. All her hair starts coming out, and she can't figure out why her hair is coming out. And she goes and does some homeopathic test, and they found out that she had syphilis and gonorrhea, yeah, from the husband. And so, of course, we start praying over her and breaking the curse and everything. And I had hold of her hand. I had hold of Thurman, and I had hold of her hand. And the Holy Spirit just went into action, and she's just, my arm is being shook off because she's shaking. And, you know, we were going through this thing. And then finally, when we finished, she just kept shaking. And he said, are you doing that? I said, no, honey. I'm not doing that, you know. I mean, the Holy Spirit's got altered. And so for a whole minute, she's just, you know, shaking my arm off. We just waited till she finished. And so I said, okay, well, the Lord's cleaning her up. So it was a praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Well, y'all know at night we do a lot of emails till all hours of the night. Okay, so we get these two letters. One says, thank you so much for your ministry. I'm so grateful for Thurman's teaching. He says, dear Sharon, Thank you so much for your telephone ministry to me about 2 weeks ago. My heel was hurt somehow and very painful. I also had a fall while mowing, and my chest was in deep and constant pain. Also, I was preparing to start teaching again at school and was really feeling the stress. Your encouragement about how to kick out the devil from my classroom each day was tremendously helpful. Your healing prayers were very effective. My heel started healing quickly from that moment and was pain-free and healed in less than a week. My chest took about a week and is completely free of pain. My first week of school was challenging but very good. Praise Jesus. Thanks with much gratefulness, Peter. So praise the Lord. That's a praise the Lord. Okay, now this is really wild. This is from Samuel Obate Adhiambo. He's from Yala, Kenya. It's titled Samuel Obate Adhiambo's Healing Process. I am Samuel Obate Adhiambo, 53-year-old man, separated with four kids, three boys and one girl. I live with my dad at Yala Town in Siaya County in Kenya. I was in the military Kenya Defense Forces for 12 years. And even went to Iraq under American SOC Company. I don't know what that was. I was turned back due to bio data by the Department of State of America in 2012. I've been farming since then and the chairperson of Obate Org self-help group that helps widows, orphans, and the needy also keep cows, goats, sheep, chicken, goose, and duck. In mid-December 2015, I developed stomach problems that led to serious sickness, hemorrhoids, and Helicobacter pylon. Pylons is what I think that is, but anyway. I've been on treatment for 7 months and was due for, I think that's up in your, like a colon type thing. I've been on treatment for 7 months and was due for operation in early August at a Nairobi hospital. My elder brother from America came to take me to hospital and had to finance the operation. His wife, who is a born-again Christian from America, sent me a CD and a player to listen to before, during, and after operation because she knew I loved Jesus Christ. 2 days before the operation, I listened to the CD by Pastors Thurman Scribner, Jeff Coulter, and Dave Rosenfeld. It is finished. The cross was sufficient for me. Believe, 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 and 100% faith in God. I got healed that day I was being taken to Nairobi. I could go to the bathroom nicely without problems, no pain, no bleeding, and not much swelling. I told my brother that God had healed me. No need for operation. We had to go to Nakura City to prove it. I was healed. Thank God Almighty. Thanks for the Living Savior Ministries.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, God is a Mean God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.